Welcome to the Iconic Womanhood Podcast, where we celebrate and learn from the wisdom of authentic, brilliant, conscious, and creative women from all around the world. This podcast will leave you inspired, empowered, and equipped to become truly iconic. And now, here is your host, Akenna. She is a transformational coach and speaker.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Iconic Womanhood Podcast. It's been a little while, just a couple of weeks, right? I feel like it's been forever because I've missed you guys. I've missed you. But we took a tiny break, a mini hiatus, because we were resting, but also we were preparing and resting after our first digital online weekend retreat experience. You know, normally this time of the year, I have our annual in-person retreat, and they are always amazing. They're powerful and experiential and lush, but they often are intimate because we have to design them a certain way. And so this COVID pivot gave us the opportunity to open it up to people from all around the world who could attend. We had South Africa, we had Mozambique, we had Ghana, we had Nigeria, we had London, we had Canada, we had, of course, the US, you know, represented heavily. We had women from all over the diaspora. And in fact, one of the women who attended told me that this was her first opportunity. She's American, sort of connecting with so many African women, and it was glorious for her. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. Those of you that were there, you know. And I'm so grateful to God that I was able to take the seed of that intention that God had placed in me to do this retreat and have it bear a different kind of fruit in the season. But I was still fruitful. And because I was fruitful, I received so many testimonies already from women who were at that event online Friday through Sunday and what they received. So many testimonies. I'm so grateful. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. The idea of bearing fruit. You see, I was reading, and I was reading a scripture from the parable of the sower. I love to read the word. As you all know, I'm kind of a closet preacher, people have told me. Well, let's see, right? Let's do a little preaching right here. Are you okay with that? Do I have your permission? You see, I was reading about the parable of the sower, and a particular phrase pulled me in, and I meditated and I reflected on it. And I sat still and let the understanding come. You see, meditating on the word is part of my daily practice. In the morning and in the evening, I read and I will let the understanding come. Sometimes I read just to have it written in my heart, but like I said, it is definitely one of the things that I do to deepen my spiritual gift of wisdom. Today, I want to talk to you about a verse that I read in Matthew chapter 13, and it's verses 20 to 21. And it says, "The one on whom the seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no firm root in himself, but it is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away." Now, what this is referring to is receives the word, receives salvation, receives the word of transformation, and receives it with joy. But it has no firm root. And so whenever something comes against him, that pushes against him, some affliction, some obstacle, some challenge, "I can't do this anymore." And I say him, but you know, it refers to both men and women. Immediately he falls away. This spoke deeply to me. And it made me think on another level. Not just specifically about what the scripture is speaking about, but about the principle of rootedness, being rooted, and the ability of how important it is to be rooted and the connection to bearing fruit. It made me think about so many women that I encounter who've read all the books. They have all the inspirational quotes. They've attended the conference, all the conferences, actually. They've prayed the prayers. They've even worked with other coaches. They're excited, and they receive the word that says they're great. They receive the possibility, the seed of possibility. They receive it with joy. They're excited about it. But afterwards, nothing changes. There's no fruit of that feeling, no fruit of that excitement. And so when I saw that phrase, because he has no firm root in himself, it hit me like a nail on the head. Boom! Or as we say in Nigeria, wow! Because I could so relate to the revelation that came as I sat still. I could relate to it. I could see it because I was like so many of those women who were not rooted in themselves. And so the seed of greatness that God has put upon you, the seed of that intention, cannot bear fruit because you have no firm root in yourself. Because I, for so long, didn't really know myself. I didn't have an understanding of my gifts. Perhaps that's you. You don't really know yourself. You don't really know what you bring to the table. Or perhaps you're this way. And most of us are going to hit all the boxes because, you know, that's just the state of not being rooted. When you're not rooted, you don't know who you are. You don't know why you are. And when I say why, you don't know your purpose. You don't know why you do what you do. You lack self-awareness. Sometimes you have a sense of yourself in one way, but everybody else is experiencing you this way. You don't know why you keep having the same experiences over and over again, why you keep getting into the same kinds of relationships that aren't good for you over and over again, why you keep having the same challenges when you move from one job to another, why when you start a business, you just can't bring it to fruition. Why? You don't know. And so many people keep thinking it's something that's happening outside of them. But let me tell you, your inner word, your inner world, and your inner word direct your outside experience. What happens in your external world, in your tangible world, your outer experience is because of your inner experience, whether you are conscious to it or not. So many women don't understand themselves. They're not rooted. They have no firm root in themselves. Another way that this lack of rooting shows up is you're not rooted in your sense of worthiness. And like I said, the phrase firm root was the wow, because it's not just a weak root. You have to have a firm root. There are women who say they have high self-esteem and high senses of self-worth, and they make a big noise about it, and they show up on social media or they show up in person, and they're quick to tell you how confident they are, but it's not so firm. Move them out of that situation that they're in. Let them come into some adversity, some challenge, and you will see that the root isn't firm. Because often they have conditional confidence, confidence that is based on their degree or their pedigree or their awards or their marital status or the way they look or how many children they have or how their status in society. When you move out of that experience, then it's tested. And then you will know whether you have confidence or not, whether you have a sense of worthiness or not, because your worth is inherent. Your worth is not about all of those things. Your worth is because you are a child of God. So even if you go to a place where nobody knows your name, your worth remains the same. you can be on stage and everybody's asking for your autograph or everybody's asking to take selfies with you, and you could go over here and no one recognizes you and your worth is still the same. You have to be rooted in that knowledge in order to really actualize the seed of potential that God has for you. Some women struggle with being rooted in their ability to self-determine. I also struggled in this area. The awareness that I can manifest my dreams. I can call those things that are not as if they are. I can speak to this situation and make a difference in it. I can say, this is what this year is going to be like, and so it shall be. We have the creative power of God working in us, but unless we are firmly rooted in ourselves, because it is through the self that the manifestation of that power comes, because we are the vessel. And if we have no firm root, no firm understanding of our power, then we are afraid. We are not bold. We cannot speak. We cannot do. We cannot move because we don't have a firm root. The minute someone says, who do you think you are? You shrink back. The minute someone says, you don't belong here, you shrink back. The minute someone calls to attention some false narrative, you're a black woman, you're a woman, you're a white woman, you're a short woman, you're a fat woman, you're an old woman, whatever it is they say to you, you shrink back. You're a mother, don't you know you're supposed to be home with your kids? You shrink back. Who are you to speak? You're divorced. You shrink back. Who are you to speak? You haven't made $100,000 yet. You shrink back because you're not rooted. Because when they ask you who you are, you tell them, I'm a child of God, a daughter of the Most High, moving based on purpose, powered by faith and grace. That is what you tell them. Because you have to be rooted in your sense of self-determination. You have to be rooted in the knowledge that you have intuition. And that intuition, when you are in divine alignment, is powerful. Rooted in the ability to hear and reclaim your feminine voice, your wisdom, your inner wisdom. You have to be rooted in that. Because when you don't, you question yourself. When you don't, you make decisions based out of fear that puts you in harm's way. When you don't, you bypass all the alarm systems that go off when you are dealing with someone that you shouldn't be dealing with. Can I get an amen? That's right. I know you said amen. I can hear it. I can hear it. Yes. When we're not rooted in ourselves, how can you bear fruit? Because some of us, you have the seed. And you get hooked up into these relationships with people who are threatened by you. Let me tell you something. Can I take a pause right here? Can I take a pause? Iconic woman, you that are listening, I know you're iconic because that's why you're listening. Because many of the women that I listen to this, that come to me, that are attracted to the work that I do. You are a coach, you are a mentor, you are a leader, because I'm a coach who coaches coaches, I'm a leader who's called to leaders, and I'm a mentor who's called to mentors. See, I may not be doing what you're doing the way you're doing it. Many of the women have that I serve have massive followings, but I'm that secret weapon. I'm that woman that they come to get their replenishment, to get their refreshment, to hold space for them, because not everybody knows how to hold space for a high achieving woman. Not everybody knows how to, is gifted with that, because I won't even say I know it. I believe that is my calling. And so God has expanded me spiritually to be able to do that work, because it requires spiritual. It requires spiritual empowerment. This is not a head work. A person who is operating in headspace cannot hold space for you when you are called to hold space for many. No, don't run that risk. Don't look just with your eyes of human understanding. You better listen to the word of God inside of you, ask, telling you who to go to, where you should go to hear, where you should go to listen to, whose camp you should be part of. Because often the way God does things, it says he uses the foolish things to confound the wise. Listen, I praise God that I can be considered a foolish thing. I consider myself a foolish thing. Thank you, Lord. As one of the ladies, Amber, in our community, she's humble but aware. I'm very humbled by my limitations as a human, but I'm very aware of my possibilities as a person who is in divine alignment. So I know, iconic woman, who you are. I know. If you're listening to this, I know who you are. And I want to tell you, particularly if you're single, and some of you, if you're married, right, you may be experiencing this. And we can talk about that at a later date. Send me a message and tell me if you want me to talk about this more in the podcast. But I was thinking about this the other day and talking about this. And there are some kinds of men in the world, but there's two particular kinds of men that I want to call you to your attention right now. For those of you that are partnering, looking to partner, or already partnered, there are the men who will see you and see your brilliance and see all of your iconicness even before it is fully manifested. There are two kinds of men that see it. There are those men that see it and are immediately in love with it, move to support it, move to help you wear your crown, move to help you expand your kingdom. Very often those men are kings themselves. They see it as their mission, as part of their submission to God, to help you accomplish all that you are called to accomplish. They do not see your purpose as something that is antagonistic to them, but their purpose is complementary and your purpose is complementary to theirs. And so they are going to help you, partner with you in bringing it forth. But there are other men who also see your iconicness, your brilliance, and are attracted to it. And in fact, they may seem to love it. They may believe they love it too. But they partner with you not to bring it forth, but to co-opt it, to own it, to possess it, and often to tame it, to dim it. And it may not even be conscious to them. And the challenge is, often those two men look similar when you first meet them. Sometimes they look similar even when you're dating them. There are things that will go off within you, but if you are not rooted in yourself, you'll miss it. And you'll get yourself into a situation where every time you're trying to do something, you're fighting against the one person who is so connected to you, that's supposed to be helping you. And I want you to know that the closer someone has, the more proximity someone has to you, the more power they have to move you forward or to hold you back. Proximity is power. And so you get yourself into these kinds of situations. And sometimes in order to move forward, you will be separated, which is a very difficult process. But also, sometimes you don't. You just stay and you never birth. That seed dies. I feel like I have to take a moment of silence here because I know people who are in that state. I know what that feels like. I know the challenge of it. There's someone who's going to listen to this, and right now, because of this one thing that I talked about, they will weep. And sister, if you weep, Know that we are holding you up. We're praying for you. Your story is not over. There's more to the story. But if you are single, I really want you to rejoice right now. And I want you to not just to rejoice, but to take the responsibility to invest in doing your work to get rooted. You cannot afford to continue the same. And even if you're married, and even if you find yourself in a situation like that, let me tell you, the best thing you can do is to stop looking outside at anybody else and start looking inside at yourself and reclaim yourself for yourself and get rooted in yourself. Because once you begin to do the work to get rooted in who God has created you to be, to get rooted in your feminine power, to get rooted in your sense of self-worth based on the way God created you to be, to get rooted in the fact that you were created to be a child of God, a daughter of the Most High, a city on a hill, a lamp that cannot be hidden, to get rooted in the fact that you were created beautifully and wonderfully, you're fearfully made. When you get rooted in that, nobody can tell you you're less than. Nobody can tell you you're less than. Even when you tell yourself you're less than, I want you to tell yourself, are you telling yourself? Let me say, can you see my accent has changed? Because we're getting into the root of the matter. My accent has changed. We have gone back to the motherland. When you get so rooted in yourself, even when you start telling yourself things that are negative, yourself, your soul will say, self, stop it. Stop lying on God, because God has said that I am beautifully and fearfully made, that I was created with purpose, that before I was born, before my mother knew me, he had a plan for me. He had a plan for me to prosper me and do me no harm, because he has created me to be an icon. So you want to get rooted in yourself. In my Complete Womanhood course, this is why the very first masterclass, that course has 12 masterclasses, 12. And it's the course I wish someone had created for me. When I was in my 20s, I wish I had taken this course, because my life would have been, you know, I would have avoided a lot of premium tears, as I say. But I'm grateful. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. And that's why I created this course. Perhaps I walked through that wilderness so that you don't have to. So I created the Complete Womanhood course with all that I know that you need. And when you go through that course, the very first masterclass is self-mastery. And when you go through that self-mastery, you will do self-awareness work. You will do work to have self-worth. You will begin to understand the power and how to become more self-determining. You will do the work of self-love. You will reclaim your feminine voice. You will do that. And if you choose to go even deeper with me and work closely with me, be one of the 25 women that I take in my Iconic Woman Mastermind. You see, the Complete Womanhood course is for the woman who is at the point in the season of her life that she needs to just focus on her womanhood. And the Iconic Woman Mastermind is for the woman now who is ready, who is at the season of her life where she needs to focus on her significance, where she's being called to rise and shine, for her light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon her. All of us are being called, but some of us are in a season where we have to do the rooting part, and others of us are in a season where we have to do the rooting part, but do the rooting part as leaders. Because a leader is not just, you see, a plant that is being rooted just to bear fruit for itself is different from a plant that is now ready to not only be a plant to bear fruit, but to be a tree that other people can even hold on to. A tree that can face the levels of resistance to even protect other plants that are coming up. And so the Iconic Woman Mastermind, if you're listening, you know, if you are called at that level, that this is the place for feminine and spiritual high-achieving women who know they have a call upon their lives, who are ready to say, yes, okay, I need a place that can hold space for me as a leader, can hold space for me spiritually. Let me tell you, this work, you need someone who is spiritually empowered to do it. someone who has been called for this work. And I'm grateful. This is going to be our sixth cohort. We've graduated amazing women already. It is a place where we do spiritual work, very practical leadership work, success strategies, and you will see tangible results. But I don't bill it on that. I don't bill it on, oh, you're going to make this money and do that. You do. But I'm not billing it on results because I need you to understand that this is about you entering into your season of the icon and being rooted enough in yourself as an icon so that when you go out into the world, and even if you meet resistance, nothing will stop you. This is that work. It's so critical that we understand how important it is for all of us to rise, because each of us has a work to do. And each of us is connected to so many others who are connected to so many others. So the work that we all have to do has a global impact. We cannot afford to go into the next year without being rooted. We've seen adversity like we didn't expect in this year. We've had an extraordinary year, things that we just never have seen before in our lifetimes. We've seen threats that we've never thought we would have. I live in the U.S. In the United States, there's certain things that we just never thought. We took our democracy for granted. There's so many things that we just took for granted. And we are seeing now that we are dealing with different levels of things. And so if we're dealing with different levels, we can't go into it the same way. We have to rise. And if you're to rise, you must be deeply rooted. So this is the work. This is the work. And so I want to challenge you to do the work. Now, if you want to do the work with me, I would love to do the work with you. And I told you I have two ways you can do it, depending on where you are. You can start with the Complete Womanhood course, and all you have to do is go to iconicwomanhood.com/new, and you can check that out. Or if you know that, you know, I need a higher level, I want to be one of the 25. I know I need to be in that number because I am called to be an icon. Then you come and take an 8-month journey with me, working closely with me in the Iconic Woman Mastermind. And to learn more about that, all you have to do is go to iconicwomanmastermind.com or just go to iconicwomanhood.com and click on the tab that says Mastermind and learn about it and book a call with me, because you can't just join. You have to apply and we have to work together. And it's not about whether you're good enough, because you are good enough. It's a question of whether this is a good fit for you, because it's a cohort style. And if you don't do the work with me, that's perfectly fine. You know, I love you regardless. But do your work. Do your work. Don't take your life for granted. Don't just float through your life. Don't let the seed of greatness that God has placed inside of you die. Do your work to become firmly rooted so that you can be a powerful vessel to carry the work of God. I feel great urgency that we must all rise. And so I pray that you rise. And I pray that you live fully, full out, no apologies. Play big, play bold. Be iconic, inspirational, confident and courageous, original, and a woman who knows that she is necessary. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Tomorrow, I am doing, this is actually a bonus episode because I usually show up on Wednesdays, but tomorrow I'm going to give you a second episode. And I want you to meet a friend of mine who has done something extraordinary. So make sure that you tune in tomorrow. And if you're not subscribed, you have to. Don't miss any more, because we have even more things coming through the pipeline in this next few weeks. God bless you. Be well.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe and tell a friend. If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to move from success into significance. Please visit us at iconicwomanhood.com and get a free gift to help you on your journey.